Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This is going to be terrible for both me and Drew, because we are going to potentially be crucified on the comment section. We're ranking the top five Astros of all time. What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to The Dugout, Episode 3, and we have got a lot to discuss today. The 2022 MLB playoffs, wildcard weekend is over, and we have a lot to discuss. And no, I don't want to talk about it. I'm Cardinals fanatic AJ Caldwell. That is Yankees ride or die guy Drew Zagrosi. Drew, I almost messed it up because I got so much on my mind. The Yankees ride or die guy Drew Zagrosi. I'm a mess, dude. I'm a mess. What we got for the episode today?
We have a lot to talk about, just like every episode we've been recording. AJ's going to be getting his feels a lot, I'm guessing, here. Not going to be good for him. But, hey, we got to get out of the way. It's good to get it out of the way. Yeah, I think we should just get right into it.
Let's get right into it. We will get to the 2022 wild card recap of all the wild card series, and there were some great ones to get to. But first and foremost, we are ranking another team's top five players. And as if it wasn't bad enough for me ranking the Dodgers last week, this is going to be terrible for both me and Drew, because we are going to potentially be crucified on the comment section. We're ranking the top five Astros of all time. And so do we actually go out on a limb and put one of the cheating scumbags from the 2017 team as a top five player? Drew, lead us off. Who's number five?
Alrighty. So, like AJ just said, do we put one of the cheaters on this list? I'm going to go ahead and do it. I'm going to, just because we're starting with the lowest of the low. And I think he's a cheater, but he is very talented. We all know this. I'm putting Jose Altuve at number five. Yeah. So, I mean, to start with the cheating stuff, I mean, he took a MVP away from Judge his rookie year. That sucks. I mean, World Series champion 2017, that was the cheating year. But he really is. He is very talented. I mean, I think he's an eight-time All-Star. But, like, one of the shortest people in the league, and just the things he can do. I mean, being that short, it's actually pretty crazy. So I think he does deserve to be on here regardless of all that. And I know I'm a Yankees fan saying that, but he is very talented. And because of the cheating stuff, that's why I'm putting him at number five. If this was like the top 25 Astros, I would put him at 25. So, I mean, that's where I'm going with that. And AJ, lead us into the number four pick.
I like it. I like you getting that out of the way, Drew, because then I don't have to face that. Only you have to face that.
Yep.
I like Jose Altuve at five. Do I go with another member of the 2017 squad? I do not.
Really?
I do not. Okay. I was wondering if I should go in that direction, and thankfully you took the burden off of my shoulders. At number four, just looking at my list here, I'm going to go with Jeff Bagwell.
Okay.
Jeff Bagwell, one of the best first basemen potentially of all time. Great career with the Astros. In my opinion, he actually invented the eye black, because I had not seen anybody with eye black wear it as much as Jeff Bagwell did until he did it. So Jeff Bagwell deserves to be on that list. Great career with the Astros. I don't think he ever won a World Series with them, but we can fact check that at some point. But Jeff Bagwell, just consistent first baseman in that era, right? He played in the early 2000s, in that era with so many greats. You think about Pujols, you think about Sammy Sosa, you think about Mark McGuire, like all these great players that played first base, played in the infield. Jeff Bagwell, I think you have to put in that list. And also Jeff Bagwell, a backyard baseball character. So we're just going to continue looping that in until you guys understand the greatness of this computer game. Jeff Bagwell, number four, great Astros first baseman.
Okay. Yeah, I like that. He was also on my list to pick. So
there you go.
Number three. Oof. Okay.
You got to do it.
This is tough, man, because I have, like, a lot of Okay. Number three, I think I'm going to put Roy Oswalt.
Whoa!
Yeah, yeah. Roy Oswalt at number three. Just because of these other names I had on this list. Hopefully that doesn't mess you up too much.
Oh, that's tough now, bro.
Yeah. Number three,
tough. Roy. Give your Roy Oswalt case. I'm really curious.
I mean, three-time All-Star, and just because of that, I mean, the other people that I have on my list, I notice that they have way more All-Stars.
Are you regretting your decision?
No, man, no. I think this is good. I think this is good. All right, so he had the lowest ERA in 2006, led the National League in wins in 2004 with 20. I don't know. I think he's in the perfect spot, to be honest, for number three.
Here's the problem.
Because the other guy that I was going to put in number three, if you put... I think this is good. I think this is good.
Okay. Because Roy Oswalt was also fringe for me between four and three.
Yeah, exactly.
But here's my issue now.
Exactly.
Is I don't know where to put Lance Berkman.
Okay.
So Lance Berkman for me was going to be number three. But this is why we do this. People, this is why you get to see us just kind of figure this out together. We get to kind of come to a resolution.
We're on the spot.
On the spot. Because I don't know if I can put Lance Berkman over these next two guys. And that's tough now because we could potentially now leave Lance Berkman off the top five Astros list, which is awful. But bro, I have to go number two with Nolan Ryan.
Yep.
Nolan Ryan at number two. One of the best pitchers of all time. I mean, if the award wasn't going to be named after Cy Young, I think it would have been the Nolan Ryan Award. Because he was that good of a pitcher, right?
Yeah.
He completely revolutionized baseball. At the age he was pitching at the velocity he was pitching at, is something we had never seen during that time. I mean, he was throwing fastballs at a velocity that we hadn't seen until probably 2013 to 2015 currently. And so during this the era of baseball from 2013 to 2015. And so Nolan Ryan completely revolutionized the game during the 80s and the 90s and when he was pitching at that level. And so I think Nolan Ryan deserves to be on this list. The only reason I'm not putting him number one is because of one individual, and Drew, I'm hoping you agree with me.
Yeah, I mean, that kind of sucks because, I mean, we are going to be leaving Lance Berkman off this list now.
Yeah.
Craig Biggio, number one. All-time, seven-time All-Star, four Silver Slugger Awards, played his whole career with the Astros, just like another person on our list, Jeff Bagwell, on the same team as at one point. But, yeah, man, I mean, I think of the Astros, I think of Craig Biggio. When you see that old Astros logo, that's the first person I think of. Mm. Just number one player in Astros franchise history.
He's got to be. And the coolest part now is that you have guys that played in 2022 in their final season that were playing against his son that had also played against Craig Biggio. I saw something that Adam Wainwright struck out Calvin Biggio, and they pulled up a stat that he had struck out Craig Biggio and Calvin Biggio, which tells you how long Adam Wainwright has been playing Major League Baseball, which is just pretty cool. Just to see the family generational heritage there of the Biggio family. But yeah, Craig Biggio, if not for Cal Ripken Jr., I mean, are we even talking about anybody but Craig Biggio in terms of hits and games and all those things? Cal Ripken Jr. was the standard, but right below him, I think, is Craig Biggio in terms of overall just Iron Man talent.
For sure.
So, yeah, we leave Lance Berkman off. Justin Verlander was also fringe for me just because he's played four seasons with the Astros. I think that is a long enough time for him to be considered as an all-time Astro. It's always difficult when a guy gets traded midway through his career. And that actually is a perfect transition, Drew, because it's that time again. I feel like we need theme music for this, like this some really sad, sappy music. It's that time again. We're doing another collapse segment. I told you, Detroit Tiger fans, not to worry because we're coming right to your kitchen. You better get comfortable because we are giving the overall collapse of the Detroit Tigers today. We talked about the Royals last week. AL Central, we're just taking you to the woodshed right now, and I don't really care because I got no affiliation. The Royals, obviously, we talked about was just this horrifically hilarious collapse after the 2015 World Series, and they just continued to lose games. Now we're talking about the Detroit Tigers. Here's the thing about the Detroit Tigers, Drew. It's worse. I don't know how it's worse than the Royals, but it is. It's worse. Let me give you a recap. In 2012, the Detroit Tigers made the World Series. They're one of the best teams in the American League. They fielded a team. Brace yourselves.
I'm ready.
Of Miguel Cabrera in his prime. That was the year Miguel Cabrera won the Triple Crown, by the way.
Yep.
Last time someone's won the Triple Crown, Miguel Cabrera. Prince Fielder, who had just gotten traded from the Brewers. Justin Verlander and Max Scherzer were all on the Detroit Tigers that got swept by the San Francisco Giants. Now, you might say, oh, Justin Verlander, Max Scherzer weren't in their prime, blah, blah, blah. Justin Verlander's pitching out of his mind at 40 years old. Why would we not believe that he was that good when he was young, too? The Detroit Tigers are awful. They continue to be awful in 2022. They were one of the worst teams in the league. The AL Central, we mentioned this in a previous podcast. The AL Central has been like the NFC East of Major League Baseball, I guess up until 2022, because the NFC East is actually good in 2022. But the NFC East was always called the NFC Least because every team was trying to lose a division. That's the AL Central now. So if you're at the bottom of a team trying to, of a division trying to lose itself, you're worse than worse, if that makes sense. So the Tigers, after 2012, Drew, they've had two playoff appearances. Two. And one was the next year, and that was the Big Poppy home run in 2013, the Grand Slam. Where Torii Hunter basically fell over the side, and the police officer threw his hands up. One of the best pictures of all time, by the way. Law enforcement, who's supposed to protect people, couldn't care less about Torii Hunter falling headfirst over a wall because he was cheering for the Red Sox. It was just great.
Yeah.
And then the next year, they lost in the ALDS. Since 2014, the Tigers have not only not made the playoffs, they finished last in the AL Central four times.
Mm-hmm.
Four times since 2014. You factor that in, from 2014 to 2022, they have been at the bottom of the division half the time. So the Tigers have not been great. Now you think, oh, what about 2006? I was about to bring that up. In 2006, they lost to my St. Louis Cardinals in five games. And since that point, they had only made the playoffs twice up until 2012. So since 2006, Drew, the Tigers have made the playoffs four times. Four. That's it. And not only that, but they've let go of superstars. Miguel Cabrera is basically the only guy that's left from the Tigers franchise, and he's just had to kind of sit there like he's in a porta potty, just kind of trying to make sense of what's going on. That's what Miguel Cabrera has endured as a Detroit Tiger. Thank goodness he's now retired after the 2022 season. But the Tigers, I don't know how you can be worse than the Royals, but you've been worse than the Royals. And I don't know where else to go from here, Drew, except to bring up the fact that the AL Central doesn't have any bright spots looking forward. So if you continue to be bad, the Detroit Tigers will prove themselves to be not only in baseball, but in professional sports as one of the worst teams in North American sports. What say you?
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, let's fast forward to even now. You sign Javier Baez. Look at what he's done this year, man. Look at him. He's awful. He's god awful.
2022 Javier Baez is awful.
2022 Javier Baez is awful. I mean, and what's his, do you know what they signed him for, the contract? It's like, it's pretty, it's legit. It's pretty long, I'm pretty sure.
I'm pretty sure, was it multiple years? What do I dare go that far? Was it multiple years?
Bringing it up real quick.
Oh, man. Javier Baez, by the way, since 2016, I mean, the guy has fallen off a cliff. He's fallen off a cliff since winning the World Series with the Chicago Cubs. Cubs fans, we're coming for you soon.
So he signed a six-year, $140 million contract with the Tigers. This was tweeted by Ken Rosenthal on November 30th, 2021. So
6 years.
And just again, like again, we talked about last week with the Royals farm system.
Don't you do it?
It's the same deal with the Tigers. it really is.
Drew, there's got to be one name, bro.
Riley Green's up now. Riley Green's up. Roger Clemens kid's on the team, which is really cool. Did you see him striking out Ohtani?
I did see that.
That was really cool. But yeah, it's just
it's bad. It's bad. Brad Ausmus, all love to him. He's gonna need to find a new job soon, because if you can't even field a team, and Brad Ausmus has been a good manager. Like I'm not crapping on Brad Ausmus. I think he's a great manager. But if you finish last in your division in the AL Central Like, I get it if it's the, you know, the NL West or like the AL East or something. You finish last in the AL Central, that is bottom of the barrel. That is like one of the worst jobs in sports. We made a case for the Angels to be a minor league team. I think we need to put the Tigers in that category too. They just have been that bad. So there you go. There's another collapse segment for you. We'll work on the theme music. We'll work on whatever we need to make this as enjoyable as possible, because Drew and I love talking about collapses, because we cheer for two teams that are at least supposed to be a playoff team. I'll just leave it there for now, Drew. I don't want to get into it yet.
On a circle right back, though, AJ Hinch is obviously the Tigers manager.
Oh, AJ Hinch. See, that's the thing, bro. I thought that's how bad the Tigers are, bro. I don't even remember who their manager is.
I love that, just because of everything, him getting fired with the Astros. I mean, it's perfect. It's
Brad really Ausmus was the manager when they were good. See, so I was at least giving him the benefit of the doubt. Like, oh, yeah, Brad Ausmus. Bro, they shipped him off, too. They got rid of everybody. They got rid of everybody.
I'm sorry, Tigers goodness. Fans. That's it. We'll move on. We'll let you guys rest. So we're gonna talk a little about what happened recently. You know, the playoffs are obviously here. We're going to get into that. But, AJ...
Yes, sir.
What happened, man? What happened with your Cardinals?
Well, before I get into what happened, Drew, you are way jumping the gun. Can we at least do our new segment first? You just want me to talk about the Cardinals so bad, you forgot about that we want to actually celebrate baseball rather than just come right at my chest and say it. We want to give a shout out every week to a historical moment that happened in MLB history. And we want to talk about Tom Seaver. So on October 10th, 2022, Tom Seaver, and let me just check the date on it, in 1973, going all the way back, pitched, what was it, a shutout? Pitched basically a very quality start game to send the Mets to their second World Series in 4 years.
Over the Reds.
Which tells you how long ago it was. The Mets went to the World Series twice in 4 years, and they beat the Reds to do so. So 1973 probably was a great year for all those people. Not anymore. And Drew really wants me to talk about the Cardinals.
I really want you to.
I'm going to get to it. But can we at least talk about the other collapse that happened over the weekend? We're going to give our 2022 wild card recap. Drew is just salivating over there. Just, AJ, give me all your thoughts. I'm coming. Don't worry. I'm coming.
So yeah, obviously.
But Drew, you're the Yankees fan. I mean, I want to hear from you first. How are you feeling on October 10th, 2022, knowing that the New York Mets are eliminated from the playoffs?
So obviously, episode one prediction, I'm wrong. The Yankees-Mets World Series.
Dude, you are wrong.
Yankees-Mets is not going to be the final World Series. It's not going to happen, but... Yeah, I really I was expecting the Mets to pull this off. I really was.
No, you weren't.
I don't know, man. The Padres.
No, you weren't.
Padres really got hot at the right time. Trent Grisham just becoming this postseason hero. Awful in the regular season, but he's just really showing up. That's very good for them. We got to talk about the Joe Musgrove stuff. We got to.
So let me say this. I have some Padres fans that will remain nameless, just so they don't get blasted when they get swept by the Dodgers coming up in 2022 NLDS. But I have some Padre fans I was talking to today before we recorded, and was just like, hey, I want to hear all your thoughts. And my buddy shows me a video. Bro, they were hyping like themselves up, jumping up and down, watching the TV, being like, y'all messed up, because the Mets were so desperate, like so desperate. It's awful. You get shut out one hit in a winner take all game. It's the least amount of hits given up by a team in a winner take all game, Drew, in postseason history. That's never happened before. The only close thing was two hits by the Royals or something. The Padres one hit the Mets, and Buck Showalter just has no other option, apparently, but to check Joe Musgrove because he's pitching that well. Think about what that did to Padres fans everywhere and to Joe Musgrove, to think like, you can't hit me that you think I'm cheating. Like, think about how bad that is for New York Mets fans. Like, the look that gives them now, that they can't hit good pitching, because they think that they're cheaters. It's like,
it
doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, I mean, his ears were like shiny or something. It looked like he had something on his ears, but wouldn't that? I saw a tweet. It looked like a Vaseline substance. Why would sticky?
I saw Andrew McCutchen tweet something. He said it's called Red Hot or something. It basically just keeps their adrenaline up, and it burns their ears so that they're always like wired or whatever. Right. But he said it's not
sticky. It's like Icy Hot, I'm guessing then. Like,
yeah, Icy Hot. It's not sticky, and so
it's not. Yeah.
Yeah, it was phenomenal for me to watch, though, personally, as a baseball fan. Because I was just sitting there just like, what's going on? Like, yeah. what is going on? The Padres have won this game, and you basically just throwing in the white towel. We can't hit him. The Mets should have just done that, Drew. They should have just held up this sign that says, we can't hit Joe Musgrove. Like, that would have been better than Buck Showalter being like, hey, you see his shining ears? Manny Machado was laughing.
Yeah.
Laughing at all of this. And now the Padres, deservingly so, are going to the NLDS. So I do that story. The Padre friends that I have, they were just losing it. They were laughing so hard. Like, what did that do to the psyche of the Padres, thinking like, we're so good, you think we're cheating?
Yeah. So the Mets are eliminated after having one of the greatest seasons that they've played, and the Yankees haven't even played a postseason game yet.
Bro, we love to see the it. Mets might have had a better year this year than the year they went to the World Series. Think about that.
Yeah.
And they didn't even make it out of the wild card. They had a better year this year in 2022 than they have had in past seasons, and they didn't even make it out of the wild card. So, but how about the Guardians and the Rays? Because the winner of that was going to be who plays you guys. So, what did you think about that over the weekend for the 2022 wild card between the Rays and Guardians?
Yeah. So just watching those games, the stadium was like electric in Cleveland. I mean, I really wanted the Rays to pull it off, like I said, just to get some revenge on them. But that Cleveland team is pretty scary. I was hoping that it would go all games, so just because everyone would get worn out, whoever the winner was. But that's a scary team. It really was. And I don't know how you feel about that. You said if we end up playing the Guardians, we would just sweep them.
Yep.
Are you still with that?
Here's my answer to that, Drew. Game two went 15 innings.
Exactly.
It's the longest game that was scoreless in postseason history. There was no point in watching that game outside of the one play Jose Ramirez made in the 11th inning or whatever the heck it was.
Yeah.
The game was a joke. It was a joke.
It really was.
Yeah. And Gonzalez, whatever his name is, hits the home run, bottom of the 15th. It was just kind of like, oh, okay, that's cool. Like, there wasn't any like, wow, the Guardians are going, like, what a game. The final score was 1-0 in 15 innings. They were trying to lose the game. They were trying to force a game three. Like, I think the Guardians were trying to force a game three at that point. Like, that's how bad it looked. Needless to say, I still think the 2022 ALDS is a sweep for the Yankees.
I don't know. I think they're scary, but like you just said, that walk-off homer, it was off Corey Kluber. I just think that's hilarious.
Oh,
Ex-Indians ace or Guardians ace.
Poetic irony, bro. Irony.
I did kind of like that, but
that was great. But the other series that I think was actually really good is the Jays and Mariners.
Mm-hmm.
Simply because of this fact, bro. Blue Jays fans, bro. Blue Jays fans, man. Like that. That is my response, bro. How many times, dude? How many times is this gonna happen? When's the last time the Blue Jays have made it to the ALCS, bro? I think it's when Carter hit the walk-off home run in the World Series. Like, yeah. I think that's the last time they've been to the ALCS. I really do. And you can fact check that right now. But how many times, bro? How many times are the Blue Jays going to give up a lead and give up a playoff series because they're awful? Because they're that bad. They're that bad at playing postseason baseball. You were up 8-1. 8-1 in a must-win game. Do or die game. It's not like you were up 1-0 in the series and you needed to win the game. And, you were down 1-0. Like, that was your season. And you let the Mariners, who are, by the way, a great team. The credit's to the Mariners. But how many times, Drew? How many times are we going to be talking about Blue Jays fans and the Toronto Blue Jays not living up to expectations again?
I just loved seeing Alek Manoah get pummeled after saying all this stuff. After he was asked, do you have any pressure going into this? No. What did he say? Pressure's for tires or something. It was just... I love it.
Pressure's for tires.
Alek Manoah, he gives off that like CC Sabathia vibe, I feel like. You know, he's probably hated by a lot of people. He's a bigger guy. But I just loved seeing that just because of the fact. He's so... With the Garrett Cole stuff, when he told Garrett Cole to walk past the Audi sign that one game, I mean, I just... I love seeing it. I really did. But yeah,
Drew
that
was reveling in it.
That game where the Mariners came back, that was very fun to watch.
That was fun to watch. And I'm very excited to see what they're going to do against the Astros. Like I said, I think it's going to go five games. I think the Astros pull it out. But, man, that's going to be a fun series. That's going to be an awesome series. I did see, too, do you remember the Vladimir Guerrero quote after they got outs last year in the playoffs? He said, last year was the trailer. This year's going to be the movie.
Yep. Love seeing that.
I just saw that recently. Oh, and at this point, Drew, I'm just laughing so I don't cry. can I go?
You can go.
Just kick back, everybody. I'm gonna try to compose myself here. What happened? People, I'm still... Here's the craziest part. I have not fully processed what I witnessed over the 2022 wildcard weekend between the Philadelphia Phillies and St. Louis Cardinals. What you are hearing are my thoughts that I'm still thinking through. Let that sink in for a second. What I'm trying to tell you are things that I have not even processed fully yet. So I'm going to try to explain myself as best as I can. Nothing happened over the 2022 wildcard weekend that had anything to do with our trade deadline, with our ownership, with our GM, with any of that. Our manager, blah, 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 blah. We were up 2-0 in game one. Pinch hit home run. The first go-ahead pinch hit home run, Drew, in Cardinals postseason history. To go up 2-0, going to the ninth inning. Ryan Helsley, who, by the way, was good to go. I am sick and tired. Of people saying that he should not have been pitching. He was fine. He was good to go. And of all days, to have a fluke game, it was that game. Of game one over the 2022 wildcard weekend. The Phillies wouldn't stop. They kept pushing and pushing and pushing and pushing and pushing. Helsley comes out of the game. At this point, Drew, it's 2-1. We got one out. We got a ground ball pitcher coming in. Rookie's been really good. I'm thinking, you know what? We've been here before. Just get it through. Gene Segura swings at a ball in the left-handed batter's box. Okay? This thing wasn't even in the strike zone, bro. He swings his bat like he's playing wiffle ball. Throws his bat at it. Hits it to Gold Glover Tommy Edman. Who, of course, of all days to miss... Misses on this day. Goes underneath his glove. Phillies take the lead. 3-2. At this point, I'm like, that sucks. It's terrible. Just get out of the inning. And then it all falls apart. We get three more runs. Game one's over before it even happened. I sat on my couch and yelled what happened like you just heard me. And was like, the season's over. Here's the worst part. By the time game two rolled around, I completely switched and was like, we're winning this game. Right? Our offense is way too good. We're all these great things. Like, we've had one of the best offenses we've had since going to the World Series in 2013. There are stats to back that up. NL MVP. Albert Pujols hitting out of his mind. Nolan Arenado probably going to finish runner-up MVP. Like, all of these things. The eighth inning happened. Bryce Harper had already hit a home run. The Phillies were up 2-0. Albert Pujols, and potentially his last at-bat. I hated all that talk. Is this his last at-bat of his career? Shut up. Albert Pujols singles. It's first and second, one out. And the big boys are coming up. The big boys are coming up. Paul Goldschmidt, Nolan Arenado. Even Brendan Donovan in the fifth spot. A great hitter and doesn't strike out. Like, if anything else, we're going to be able to get a run. Paul Goldschmidt. I love the dude to death. Great person, great player, belongs in a Cardinal uniform. Of all days, like, I don't know how many times I'd say this, of all days for him to swing at a pitch that he never swings at. Swings at a ball at his ankles to strike out. Okay, two outs. Man, that sucks. Goldie tried to win it for us right there. But Nolan, dude. Nolan's going to do it. Nolan's going to jack one. The vibes are going to be back. Cardinal baseball's going to be back. We're going to win game three. We're going to Atlanta. Nolan Arenado swung through a slider that he mashes, dude. Like, he mashes. He had just done it the game before, and if it wasn't a windy day, it's halfway up the seats. Why do I say all this? Because I don't know what happened. We are better than the Phillies. Mm-hmm. Now, let me say this. Zach Wheeler and Aaron Nola. I can't do anything but this. Like, the starting pitching for the road National League teams in the 2022 wild card, off the charts. Joe Musgrove, Yu Darvish, Blake Snell. Blake Snell got hit around a little bit. But Zach Wheeler and Aaron Nola, bro, like, I can't. We're good offense. Like, we should have scored runs, but they were making some pitches. It was just like, I hate to love it. I love to hate it. Nolan Arenado just swung through an absolute meatball. His type of meatball. Like, it wasn't a fastball. It was a slider that was hung in the bottom of the zone that he usually mashes. And now we sit here. Drew, I texted you. Do we have to record? We just got swept by the Phillies, who have the vibes back, right? They haven't been in the playoffs since 2011. That's great. It's going to be a great series probably with the Braves. But I can't help but wonder, what in the world are we going to do this offseason? Because last year, it was a one-game wild card, and people were saying that if we had beat the Dodgers in that game, we had just won 17 in a row, Drew. We went on a 17-game win streak to get into the playoffs last season.
Yep.
This year, we have an even better offense. Albert Pujols is back. All the vibes are back. And we have game 1-1. And you blink, and I'm sitting here recording with you, still proudly bearing the Cardinal stuff behind me, but just thinking, what? That's part of me still trying to process, ladies and gentlemen. I got nothing. We had our big boys up at the right time, and it's all over. Drew, give me your thoughts, and I got one more thought.
I would love nothing more than the editors over at Clutch Point to roll back the clip of me asking how you felt about going into that Phillies wild card and you just being all happy about it. I hate to do that to you, but it is, I'm sorry. I'm
sorry. I hate you so much. I hate what happened. Bro, I had all the confidence in the world. This always happens to other, like, here's what I think of. And then I got one more thought. The 2019 Braves, right? They come to St. Louis up 2-1, and we win game four. Yadier Molina has some clutch hits. We go into game five, right? They have Mike Foltynewicz pitching game five. If you remember 2019, Mike Foltynewicz was a top 10 ERA starter for, like, in the NL. Bro, we scored 10 runs in the first inning. The game was over before the bottom of the first inning. Drew, I sat there on my couch just slumped like this. And I was like, is this how the 2019 Braves felt? Because we had game 1-1. We had game 1-1. The series was over. We had Michaelis going the next day. We pitched out of our minds. Drew, in the last three postseason games, the last three elimination games, sorry. So 2020, 2021, this year. We're 1-for-31 with runners in scoring position. 1-for-freaking-31. 30 outs in one hit. I will finish with this. A lot of frustration, obviously. A lot of stuff on my mind. I got choked up watching Yadi and Pujols, bro.
Yeah.
that's my childhood. You think about the NFL, right? People saying Tom Brady, Ben Roethlisberger, Peyton Manning, all these guys, when Tom Brady finally retires, like, that's the end of an era. Outside of this guy in the back that I already talked about, Ken Griffey Jr., Albert Pujols and Yadier Molina made me fall in love with baseball as a Cardinals fan. 2006, 2011 especially is what I remember, David Freese that year. They will no longer be baseball players or wearing a Cardinal uniform. And that, more than anything, choked me up. Usually it's like, oh man, am I crying because we're losing? This time it was like, no, this is the end of an era. Mm-hmm. This is the end of an era, and I shouldn't have done it, but I watched the post-game interviews because I was just so filled with emotion that I just didn't know what to do, and I was just bawling my eyes out, bro. I'm watching Yadi and Pujols just be like, we got nothing. Yeah. Like, yeah, it's been a great career, but this was not the goal. And so here I sit, bro. Here I sit, and it's time to move on. Mariners are my dark horse. I've been loving them, especially with Ken Griffey Jr. and just the vibes, the watching highlights of him. I want to see them go deep. I want to see them, you know, pull off an upset. Obviously, be cool to see the Yankees in the World Series. That's always good for baseball. Yeah, this sucks. There's no other way to dice it, bro. Like, it's not fun when you lose baseball, especially. You lose basketball or you lose a football playoff game, it's like, man, we just didn't have it. Baseball, like, you had the mojo or you don't.
Yeah.
And we definitely did not. And it's not on anybody. I want to come on this podcast right now and just be like, fire everybody! Fire! I'm not going to do that.
No.
I'm not going to do that. This is all on Paul Goldschmidt and Nolan Arenado. You guys were the reason why we were there. We were going to live or die with them. Definitely plan on living with them. And instead, we died. The one time probably that we would have died with them just happened to be on that day. So props to the Phillies, Zach Wheeler, Aaron Nola, Bryce Harper. Good on you guys. Good luck getting swept by the Braves.
Well, yeah. I mean, I want to just say thank you to everyone in the MLB for watching our podcast again. Michael Kay announcing the Cardinals games, the Yankees announcer. Bro, that's great. Love that.
There we go. There we go.
But no, I mean, the Cardinals, you're definitely going to be in the postseason a bunch. Future. You got
Nola, Drew, I can't. Said, no, I don't want no. that, though. I don't no, want to do. Be in the postseason.
You do. Trust me. I mean, I want to be elite. He's great. You almost forget Nolan Arenado is even a Rocky just because of how good he looks, just let alone looks in a Cardinals uniform.
Yep.
Just the way he plays, has been playing. He's a great player. You guys have Jordan Walker, that great prospect.
Come on, Drew. Just lay it on me.
Trust me. Trust me. Trust me. Man. You guys are set. You're golden. Not set maybe yet, but you're golden.
Yeah. Let's hope so.
Yes, sir.
Speaking of being golden, though, there is a team that is still in the 2022 playoffs, and that is your New York Yankees.
Yes, sir.
How do you feel about 2022 ALDS and looking forward to those Cleveland Guardians that you apparently are much more high on than I am?
Yeah, so I showed my cards a little bit previously. They're scary. They're young. They have some just some sort of vibe about them. They're just young. I mean, they're going to give it to us. I feel like I keep saying it, but I'm hoping Nestor gets the game one start. Just cuz of his 2022 stats, he's been, I mean, lights out almost every start. He's amazing this year, and he's just one of those guys like who is he? Like, why is he doing this? A lot of teams are thinking that probably. A lot of, no, he's very good. I think he should get the game one start. Give Cole the second game start, and we'll move from there. But yeah, just want to bring up the Aroldis Chapman stuff. That's just like, what? What is going on? So let's see. I'll bring up the tweet here because just makes no sense.
I can't wait for this.
So he said he didn't attend the mandatory workout because he wanted to know if he was definitely going to be on the postseason roster. So the Yankees could not give him that information, so he did not show up. So the Yankees told him to stay in Miami. And his Yankee career is probably over now. Which
all over beach there, Roldan, you ain't coming.
Yeah. Just the way he's been all year, out because of a tattoo infection. Like, bro. seriously? Like, seriously? Just get, I could care less about him now. One of the greatest closers.
Really? So you're just moving on. You're not worried about it?
I'm not worried about him. He can go to a different team. He could play great. I would not care. Just because of that, everything he's done this year, it's just so annoying. Like, literally. But,
wow.
No, I think we'll be good. I just don't like Michael King not being here because of that injury, the season-ending injury. I think he needed to get Tommy John, actually, or something. But he was very good. That's kind of a loss, not having him. But we need Clay Holmes to return to his self.
He was great in 2022 when he was on.
Beating Mariano's saves or whatever. But, yeah, we definitely need him back to return to his full form. And you know, we need some players to start showing up. We need Giancarlo to go on a streak. Like you said, he's definitely due. He gets streaky when he's there. But, and Matt Carpenter, you know, I mean, your Cardinals are out, but I mean, you're watching this Yankees series and you can be like, hey, old times, you know, old times.
Bro, gets going.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm very excited for that.
It's over.
For sure. Very clutch. And we just need Judge to keep doing what he's doing. Unbelievable.
Bro, Judge can't get cold. I've been saying it every episode.
Yeah, he could.
Judge cannot get cold, bro. Oh, my gosh.
But,
what just happened with me on this past segment is what will happen with you if Judge goes cold. The Guardians could win that series if Judge goes cold.
For sure. 100%. And he's that guy that's carried this team all year. It's crazy. So he can. He definitely needs to be there. I definitely feel like if he's doing good, he's going to set off that momentum for the whole team to be like, we're here. We got to get this done. So.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yankee Stadium will be rocking.
Yes,
Cleveland
sir.
Will be rocking. That'll be an interesting game three and game four. I got the sweep still. Drew, you got him in five, you said?
Yep.
Wow.
I do.
We shall see. I'm supposed to continue being on this podcast and talking baseball, so I will laugh so I don't cry and continue to do that. I said I didn't want to talk about it, but I did. Drew, I got through it.
I got through it. It's all over with.
Yeah, you know what? It's like you move on and let's just stop talking. Thank you guys so much for watching. Appreciate you guys. Make sure to like and subscribe and rate and review the podcast as always. We appreciate all the support. We have shorts that have just dropped on Clutch Points and MLB Clutch Points YouTube channels as well. So make sure to check those out. Drew fell asleep during Judge's 61st home run. Make sure you check out that short. That was a super funny story. And we'll hear more. We'll hear more stories from Drew. We need to incorporate those segments in here soon of life of a Yankees fan living in New York. That's got to be something that only Drew can understand. So we'll get into those things. But we have to see how the Yankees do first in the 2022 ALDS and NLDS. Make sure you guys tune into those. Until next time, I'm Cardinals fanatic, still Cardinals fanatic, AJ Caldwell. That is Yankees ride or die guy, Drew Zagrosi. And we will see you guys in the next episode.
Thank you guys. See you next time.